USA Pictures presents, in association with Paramount Pictures, a Farrell Minhoff production. In a room in front of a mirror, two girls are dressed in Renaissance clothing. They help each other adjust their costumes. Mike Farrell, Jill Clayburg. One of the girls has very curly hair, the other straight. Sins of the Mind. Inspired by actual events, the curly-haired girl picks up a garland wreath with ribbons and puts it on the other girl's head. Starring Missy Kreider. The curly-haired girl looks at herself in a mirror. She adjusts a necklace. The two girls face each other. They start skipping and dancing in a circle with their arms locked together. Co-starring Sia Batten, they go outside to a Renaissance festival where others are dressed in costumes. They hold hands and skip. Michael Mantell, Robert Pine. They skip toward a man in a jacket and khaki pants. He smiles at the curly-haired girl as she dances in front of him. The other girl goes to a man in a costume nearby. A man smiles as he takes a picture of the girls with the men. The man in the khaki pants kisses the girl's hand, then gives her money. Her picture is taken. The man takes more pictures of those around him. A man kisses the curly-haired girl, then gives her money. Grayson McCouch. She skips to a brown-haired man.
Yes, yes. Kiss me, witch.
Now you'll have to marry.
A soul for a buck.
Hey, Sir William. They're selling like hotcakes.
He has a poster.
Don't you ever give a warning?
Warning.
I'm concentrating. Stop it.
Hold up some filthy lucre.
She holds up some money with Louise Fletcher as Dr. Anna Bingham.
Thank you.
Okay. So far, we have $1,247 more than last year.
Gloating becomes you, madam. Whoop, gloating.
She smiles.
You know, we got a lot of people just from her poster. She has talent.
Let's not forget Allegra when we sing our songs of praise.
No. Praise.
After the festival.
We belong where the eagles cry on a mountain high.
We sold 68 of your posters at $15 a piece, and I only saved this one from being carried off by saying that the artist promised to sign it for me. Go on, go on.
No. That's silly.
Oh, go on. You love it.
The curly-haired girl signs the poster.
Excuse me.
Great.
Oh, thanks, I hate honey. It. It's not good enough. I have to do it again. If you cared as much about your...
Got it.
Loving your sisters. Let's go back to the house. I have this incredibly fresh coffee.
I'd love to, but I can't. I still have tax returns for tomorrow's class.
I can't either, Mama. I gotta go to the office.
You were there all yesterday.
I know. Monday morning means Monday morning.
Well, then, just the four of us.
Mom, Peter can't get off the dais again for another 3 weeks, so we were going to go over
to Rob's. Class in the morning. It's time to go home.
Don't worry about it, sweetie. We'll go to bed early.
Later.
I really like it, Michelle.
I can tell.
Have you thought about...
Allie. Roger and I are saving for a house together. You know this. Come on.
Well, it's just you and me. The bedroom's in a microwave. We have our own key.
Yeah, and you pay off my student loans, too?
It's like living in a police state.
Oh. Well, you'll just have to learn a solution, darling. Bye. Have fun.
Michelle, the curly-haired girl, drives away as Allie, her sister, watches. It's dark as Michelle works alone on a drawing.
It's Sunday night. It must be Michelle.
My boss gives me impossible deadlines.
He needs to form a union and strike.
They smile at each other.
Don't work too late. Night.
Later, the phone wakes William and his wife from their sleep. Michelle struggles to steer her car.
What?
She grits her teeth.
What?
What is it?
Michelle's parents race out of the house. Michelle's head slams into the windshield. They get in their car. At the hospital.
Follow me.
They walk through the busy emergency room.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Here she is.
A curtain is pulled back and they see Michelle in a neck brace with blood on her forehead. Her mother almost faints. Michelle's eyes are closed. They stare at her. A CAT scan is run. Later, a doctor picks up a clipboard and approaches Michelle's parents.
Hey, Michelle Widener, broken thigh, smashed vertebrae, her clavicle's cracked. She hasn't regained consciousness. She's almost certainly in a coma. Now, another CT scan will help us determine if there's a hematoma, bleeding or swelling that needs to be relieved. But at this time, there's no sign of any damage. All we can do is wait.
Soon after, William frowns as he watches Michelle. Allie and the man with the poster enter.
Oh, where is she? She hasn't regained consciousness. It's been 8 hours. The longer.
Allie and her mother step away.
It's okay, Mom.
The officer at the scene said there was no sign of another car. She must have fallen asleep at the wheel.
Soon after, they surround Michelle in a hospital room as she remains in her coma.
Michelle, remember when you organized all the kids in the neighborhood into a country? You were the empress and they had to pay you tribute.
He looks at his wife.
He said she may be able to hear us.
Time passes.
Allegra didn't want to be your subject. She wanted to be the Princess of Lilacs.
Right, and you said you already were the Princess of Flowers. And she was just going to have to be, Princess of Streets or something else.
Remember?
Later.
Now lift us up where we belong.
Roger plays the guitar.
Where the eagles cry on a mountain high.
Nurse? Nurse?
Yes.
Listen. She's humming.
The nurse shines a light on Michelle's eyes to check for any reaction. Roger and Allegra look hopefully at each other and smile.
You see, they can have all kinds of responses. It doesn't mean that they're coming out of it. The brain kind of remembers some things, but it's like a reflex.
The nurse leaves.
Sing.
Love, lift us up where we belong, where the eagles cry on a mountain high.
A family portrait is shown. Much later, Michelle begins to stir. She opens her eyes and looks around. As he holds her hand, Michelle's movement awakens William.
Michelle?
They all stand over her.
Michelle? It's us. Michelle? Do you know us?
Tears form in her eyes as she looks at her parents. She looks over at Allegra. They smile at each other.
Well, it's about time. Why, were you not getting enough attention or something?
Michelle tearfully smiles at them. Later, her parents are with a doctor.
She's not talking. She just looks at us.
It's temporary. Over the next couple of months, you're going to have to reteach her everything. Well, it's really more remembering and learning.
Everything?
Well, like how to read a clock, how to go to the bathroom. You might want to have someone with her all day those first few weeks home.
But she will recover.
As close to 100% as you can get.
How close is that?
Well, three CT scans are all clear, but... when we presume, given the coma, some lesions, some damage.
But her mind will be all right?
Her cognition won't be affected. You will see some behavioral differences. She may be more impulsive, or maybe more childish, but still nothing permanent. 3 years, you won't even know this happened.
Allegra gets off an elevator.
Allie,
She's going to be fine. She's going to be just fine.
Yeah, basically, she's a lucky girl. Really.
Lucky?
Well, consider the alternatives.
He gets on the elevator. Allegra and her parents walk arm in arm. Later that night, Michelle is spoon-fed by her mom.
Mom. Mom, come on. The nurse will get her to eat. Look, let's just go home and take a shower and sleep in bed tonight. Come on, we won.
Allegra's mom stares at Michelle and puts the food down. She kisses her injured daughter, then walks out.
Nurse.
As Allegra frowns at her sister, their mother approaches a male nurse. He enters the room as Allegra shakes her head and walks out.
So the princess wants to be fed, huh?
He sits on the bed.
Well, lucky for you, I've had some practice.
He gets a spoonful of the soft food.
Here we go. All right.
She stares at the handsome nurse.
Come on, open up.
She slowly takes the food.
That's you like that, don't you?
She stares at him as he gets another spoonful.
Okay, here we go. One more.
She watches him as she chews for a moment.
Come on now. Come on, open up. One more.
Michelle licks her lips, then opens her mouth for another slow bite. As he gets more on the spoon, she pushes his hand away. She takes his hand as she stares at him and begins sucking on his little finger.
What are you doing?
She closes her eyes and continues.
Come on now.
He glances at the open door.
Please. Please.
He frowns. Toy clock.
I'm not looking.
Look.
Oh, God, it's 3:30.
Yes.
It's so stupid.
No, it's 30 minutes after the third hour after noon.
Hi, dear.
Hi.
Uncle Edward brought these over, but don't worry, we'll eat them.
Why? Why are you
going to
eat them?
Michelle, you don't like chocolate.
I love chocolate, Mom.
Oh,
okay.
Well,
okay. Maybe that friend got reprogrammed.
I gotta go, sweet. What time's it now?
200 minutes past noon.
Close.
Bye.
Allegra's struggling to open the chocolate box.
What's taking you so long?
Oh, you must be getting better, huh?
You don't want me to have them, do you?
Oh, yeah, it's a conspiracy. Don't get into it, dear. She's not herself.
Shut up.
They stare at her as she grabs the box from Allegra's hands. She opens the box and selects a piece of chocolate.
They're all different. They're all different.
Allegra and her mom watch Michelle devour the chocolate.
Mmm. These are good.
Later in the hospital lobby.
Dr. Slater?
Yes.
I found this article about nuclear magnetic resonance.
Well, I don't think you covered for that.
That's not the point. It says it can detect lesions smaller than a CT scan.
I know. She's doing very well, Mr. Wagner. Why are you worried?
I'd like to be sure.
Well, there's no such thing with head injury.
The doctor cocks his head, then leaves. William frowns. Michelle lies sleepily in her hospital bed as Roger plays the guitar.
Roger.
What?
She smiles and pats the bed.
Roger.
Michelle. What's on that fuzzy little brain of yours?
She raises her eyebrows as he puts down the guitar. He leans closer to her. She whispers to him.
We can't.
Why?
Because we can't, not here.
They kiss passionately.
Oh, excuse me.
Daddy.
Daddy. Hi, sweetie.
Hi.
Mm-hmm. How are you doing? And you?
Hi.
William holds up some money.
Okay.
Oh, no. Dad, I thought you said it was an artist.
I did.
So they're keeping my job for me.
But when they pay you, you have to be able to count it.
Roger's putting on his coat.
Roger, where are you going? Don't go.
I got a one show.
I thought we were gonna... Mm.
He stares at her. William raises his eyebrows.
Oops.
kidding.
Oh, you're a kidder, aren't you?
She smiles.
Me?
Yeah.
You?
No. Yes, you. I love you. Okay, I gotta go. The accountant's wife has got to learn how to count. I mean, that's the deal.
One, two, three.
He blows a kiss to her on the way out.
I know, sweetie. You'll be home soon.
Later, as Michelle and her father arrive home, people are gathered for a welcome home party. Soon after, Michelle has a cane. Everyone holds up their glasses toward her.
To the bravest girl I know.
Michelle kisses her mom's cheek.
Thank you, Mom.
I'm so happy. She kisses Roger.
I can't believe this. Hi, Sally. It's
good
to see you.
Edward.
Oh, welcome home, my name.
I think it's brilliant.
Watch out for her.
Yeah. Okay.
A little later, Michelle's mom brings out a cooked ham. As Allegra kisses her boyfriend Peter's cheek, Michelle sways to the music with her eyes closed.
She's young. They bounce.
Yeah, but Papa's heart doesn't, as you'll soon find out.
Well, she is so lucky to have you. You couldn't hire anyone to do what you've done.
Oh, it's no big deal. I freelance. Thank God Eve has the health insurance. Although they didn't want to cover Shelby because they took her to their own hospital or something.
She dances with Roger.
But Edward made noises about court, and they magically found a loophole.
That's good. They are such a lovely couple.
Yeah. Soon after, Michelle hooks Edward by the neck with her cane.
Watch your back, Edward!
Michelle starts dancing as Edward dances behind her. She pulls the pregnant woman's husband in to dance. Sally and her sister are in the kitchen.
Things are going to be back to normal before you know it. I'm afraid I'll never see her drive away again without wondering. Hey, you've been at work every day and at the hospital every night. You deserve a halo.
Do they give halos for sleep deprivation?
Michelle enters using her cane.
It's so good to be home.
I'm so sorry to have you. Don't overdo it, Shell.
Yeah. I'm almost done with you.
She tosses the cane down and sees a bowl of strawberries. She picks up one and takes a bite. She closes her eyes as she takes another bite. Her mother's back is turned.
Well, Roger seems to...
She sees Michelle devouring the strawberries with her eyes closed. She eats more berries.
I take it you don't want to wait for the whipped cream.
Whipped cream where?
Is this a joke?
Is it funny?
Later in the day, Michelle's resting on a lounge chair outside as Roger comes out of the house. He crouches next to her.
Hey, lazy bones. What happened to the party girl?
He strokes her hair as she strokes his face. She holds his head as she pulls him closer for a kiss. He sits next to her and pulls her into his arms.
Michelle.
They kiss passionately.
I missed you.
They kiss some more, then he kisses her neck several times. They lie back on the lounge chair. She begins unbuttoning his shirt.
It's
stands and tucks his shirt back in.
Anybody can walk out here at any second. What's going on?
I don't understand. So you want me?
How can you ask me that? Of course I can. Later.
He buttons his shirt as he goes back in the house. Michelle sits up and frowns. She grabs her blue sweater and tugs it to get air. She puts her hand to her face and bites the heel of her hand. Soon after, her mom's applying lipstick as Michelle enters. She hits a bookshelf and her own head. She leans against the bookshelf and frowns.
What's the matter?
She goes to her daughter.
What's the matter? All right? No, not. I just feel really hot and dizzy. It's like it won't go away.
Her mother nods.
It just made Roger really mad. It's these mood swings. You know, doctor said you'd be up and down for a while. It's been so hard on you. But don't worry, okay? Roger understands me all day.
He doesn't understand. Yeah. No, he doesn't. This was very different.
You're exhausted. You are. You know, it's all my fault. You know, I mean, I just had to have a big party for you. I'm so proud of you.
Look. What? Let's sit down with something to eat.
Okay.
It sounds crazy, but I know it'll make you feel better.
Okay.
How about a bottle of whipped cream?
Yeah.
Later, guests are leaving the party. Edward and William's wife walk out together.
Bye-bye.
How is it being the man of the house?
It's not my style.
You'd ask for help if you needed it, right?
Don't you just love the sky at this time of night?
The insurance is only going to cover a quarter of the hospital costs.
Pale violet at the edges, clear, full of promise.
How did I ever let you get away?
As I recall, you introduced me to your best friend.
At night, Michelle walks through the house in only her long blue sweater. She walks through an office and steps out to a second-story balcony. She steps to the balcony edge, leans her head back, and closes her eyes. She looks down to see her pregnant neighbor's husband leaving his house with his dog. She puts her hands to her mouth as she watches them walk away. Later, the neighbor and his dog are walking in a wooded area. The man is carrying a large stick. He smiles as he tosses the stick and the dog runs after it.
Come on, go get it. Come on.
He looks up and sees Michelle staring at him.
Well, hello. What are you doing out here?
She steps closer to him.
I thought you needed to sleep.
She shakes her head. Michelle's co-workers welcome her back. On the second floor, her boss looks down and smiles. Someone gives her flowers and a sign reads, "Welcome back, Michelle." She blows a kiss to her boss and he returns it.
Wow, this place turned into a flower shop.
Later, Michelle is working at her desk. She wads up a piece of paper, glances around, and tosses it away. She picks up a coffee mug and walks to a break room. She sets the mug down and looks longingly out a window. Soon she's outside the office. She stops to smell a flower, then paces. Her boss watches her through a window. She looks up, then crosses the street. Her boss raises his eyebrows. The screen goes dark.
Okay, now,
Open your eyes on three. One, two, three.
Roger sees a gold watch.
Hey.
Surprise.
Hey, Michelle, it's beautiful.
You've been so patient and so nice, and I love you so much. Even if I don't get to see you for as long as I want, as often as I want.
Michelle, where'd you get this?
Come on, put it on. It's so gorgeous, isn't it?
Yeah, but
I love it.
This thing costs a fortune.
Yeah, but come on, latch it up. I want to see it. I want to see the thing, you know?
Michelle.
What? What? I saw it and I wanted to make you happy.
Sweetheart, did you take this?
She looks away.
Michelle, hey, what store did you get this from?
You don't want it?
You stole this. We're going to take this back.
No, it's beautiful. Just put it on.
Michelle, sweetheart, where did you get this?
You know what? You want your life like you want your sex. Neat, short, and boring. It's like everything's neat and tidy, right or wrong. It's not boring.
Michelle, I'll tell you what. I can't. I tried. Look at me.
She rolls her eyes and stares at him.
If this is the way it's going to be, I can't do it.
Fine, Roger, that's fine.
That's fine?
Yeah.
Just like that, you don't even care, do you?
That's not...
She blinks several times, then looks away.
Okay.
He leaves. Michelle rubs the watch face on her sweater and admires it. A security guard arrives with a blonde-haired woman. They each point to Michelle, but she doesn't see them. Soon after, Michelle's mom comes out of the house. She approaches a small building and knocks on the door.
Okay.
William's processing film.
How did the interview go?
Fine. They love me. Gave somebody else a job, but they love me.
They kiss.
Might be a Lindstrom's catalog coming up. Lots of futons.
It'll happen.
Yeah.
I worked out a time payment with the hospital.
Can we handle?
Do we have a choice?
He turns over a photo of the girls at the festival.
Happy days.
At the security guard's office.
It was a prank. She's got a good job. She was head of her class at college.
Yeah, you tell him, Dad. It's nothing like last week when I robbed the bank.
She grabs a magazine from Michelle's hand and tosses it aside.
She doesn't do this kind of thing. Well, she stole this watch. Look... Officer, she was in an accident, and ever since then she's been kind of impulsive. It was a prank, okay?
The guard stares at Michelle, who's looking at the ceiling.
Daddy's not going to always be here to bail you out. Thanks. You're welcome.
Later.
Michelle, wait a minute. What was that all about? What were you thinking?
When?
Look, I'm... trying to understand.
I don't understand. I don't.
Oh, have you ever done anything bad? Have you always been good, always?
Sweetheart, you could have gone to jail.
But I didn't go to jail, all right? Can we just let this go,
don't you
please?
Even care?
Yes, I do. I'm sorry I embarrassed you. I just did it, you know? I just did it. Sorry, I won't do it again.
At work, Michelle's boss and a woman look at a drawing of a woman on a swing with the words "Feeling Free" inscribed on it.
Michelle did this?
Yes, sir, she did.
Michelle's flirting with a man as she plays with his necktie. The boss and the woman glance at each other. He frowns and shakes his head as he stares at Michelle and her male co-worker. At night in a bathrobe, Michelle opens a refrigerator. She turns to see her neighbor at the back glass door. She shuts the refrigerator door and seductively walks toward him. She opens the door and he quickly steps inside. He pushes her up against a bookshelf. Later at a bar, Michelle pours salt in the back of her hand, licks it, chews on a lime, spits it out, then throws back a shot. A man leans over her shoulder.
Baby, what do you think?
She whispers in his ear. She grabs her purse, turns on the bar stool, and walks away with the man. The next morning at home.
Michelle, called you three times. Come on, party girl.
What?
you left in 3 minutes, you'd be late.
Michelle checks her alarm clock as her mother looks at a photo of a couple.
You haven't even started Phil and Jenny's portrait. You know their wedding is this Saturday.
Here we go.
You promised them, Michelle. I don't think it means anything to you. No, I really don't.
I'll do it.
Soon after.
Honey, nobody wants to be a nag. It's just that you've always worked so hard on the portrait. They take time.
Mom, you're sounding like my boss, all right?
Michelle pours herself some coffee.
Is it drugs?
She glares at her mom.
Well, that's perfect. Well, then give me a reason. Why, that I've changed? What is that? Like one of the 10 warning signs from Parent Ed? Oh, your daughter's having different ideas, so she must be doing drugs? I just want to have some fun.
Michelle steps away.
You don't understand. I almost died.
It's like you expect me to go back to being Little Miss Perfect, Little Miss Workaholic. Like nothing ever happened to me.
Maybe you need someone to listen to you. You know, someone who's not involved.
Michelle stares out the car window.
What about a therapist? Great, Mother, now you think I'm crazy? No, I just think we could all use another point of view. Will you consider it?
Sure, why not?
At the therapist's office.
Okay, Michelle, words that begin with F.
Flesh, fingers, foreplay, flirt. Flow. Faster. Festival.
What's festival doing here?
Later with her parents.
First of all, I'd like to say that you are a very lucky young woman. I mean she's as bright as a new penny and damn lucky. As to your concerns, you need to understand that there are three classic responses to a near-death experience. One, you crumble. I never recover. Two, you go on as if it never happened, in total denial. Three, you grow. You go out and live as if there's no tomorrow. In my opinion, that's what Michelle is doing.
So you're saying all this is normal?
I'm saying that Michelle is a very high-spirited young woman who's testing her limits.
She's stealing. Isn't that self-destructive?
She's trying to learn. You bump into walls sometimes.
Well, what about us? I mean, this is very...
What?
It's very embarrassing.
Exactly, you see. It's just as much your problem as it is hers. Understand, Michelle almost died. The whole family was traumatized by this event. But part of her acting out is in direct response to your fear and rigidity. Let her go. She's an adult. She's a survivor. You'll have to accept that.
On Saturday...
She could have finished the portrait.
It's okay. You have a year to give a wedding gift. She'll finish it.
Like she finishes cleaning up the kitchen?
Oh, Allie, come on.
We need to go.
Okay.
The neighbors are working in their yard.
I hate to give money, but I have no time for them.
Michelle, we don't get going, we're going to be late.
I've been here for 10 times. Do you want me to go get her?
No. If she doesn't start doing things on her own, she'll never get the hang of it.
I think we should just go. Can't we just go?
Michelle! We'll be in the car.
Ready? No. No. You are not going to a wedding like that.
She's wearing a seductive dress.
Why? What's wrong with it? You look like a slut.
Allegra.
I look like a what?
No. It's a little Madonna, maybe, but,
Will. Dad, I don't want to look like a slut.
Shh. It's okay, honey. It's all right. We're talking about clothes. You can change them.
Well, it's really hard. I don't know exactly what to wear. Does somebody want to help me out here?
She glares at her mom and sister.
I will. But come on, we have to hurry. We'll be late.
She sticks her tongue out at them as she goes back inside. The pregnant woman glares at her husband, and he quickly goes back to work. Soon after, in the car...
Where?
She's searching through her own wallet.
I know I got it.
Do you need the money?
No, I got it specially, a brand new $100 bill.
She turns to the back seat.
Michelle... Did you borrow money from my wallet? Of course not.
Allegra rolls her eyes and frowns. At the wedding reception, the groom kisses his bride. Allegra talks with her mom as Michelle talks to a bartender.
Ooh, he looks very nice.
He's going to be assisting Admiral Jameson this summer, and he's on the shuttle for promotion. Impressive, huh?
I would expect no less. Can we come up on the ship with you?
Peter approaches with drinks.
Here we go.
Oh, great.
Who's on Michelle duty?
We'll pick first watch.
No, you dance. We'll take it.
Yeah. Thanks.
William dances with his wife. Allegra and Peter watch them.
They're good.
Well, we should learn.
Is that a proposal?
She shrugs. They look around.
I saw her at the bar. She was telling the bartender a really filthy joke.
I would not be laughing if it was your sister.
I'm sorry.
All right, we've got to find her.
They start searching as their parents keep dancing. They look around the bar. Allegra sets down her drink, then grabs Peter's hand. They head into the kitchen. Holding hands, they look for Michelle. They peer over some jars of food to see Michelle having sex with a bartender. As they watch, Allegra frowns and begins to cry. Michelle's sitting outside in a bikini top and short shorts as she holds a drink. Allegra walks out.
Aren't you going to church?
Boring, boring, boring.
Seems like you'd want to thank God for last night.
Why?
The bartender. You do remember him, don't you?
You saw us?
Yes, I saw. Peter did too. He used to despise girls who did what you did last night.
Did Peter like it?
It is not funny. Suppose someone saw you.
You're beginning to sound like Mom. Pretty soon you're going to be her.
Do you want to get AIDS?
You used to want to be free.
Allegra storms back into the house. Michelle waves her away. At her work, Michelle is flirting with a man during a meeting. Her boss sees her and approaches.
Michelle.
What?
Michelle. Could I see you in my office?
Of course.
Excuse me. Yeah, sure.
Soon Michelle comes out of her work with her artist case. She slams it into a trash can and leaves. Later on the phone.
Yeah, she told me as soon as I came in, Dylan. Yeah, but just because she... I understand, but still, you're supposed to give a warning.
Michelle's listening.
Oh. Huh. I see. Okay. All right. He gave you a warning 2 weeks ago. Missed deadline, sloppy work, inappropriate behavior. Oh, Michelle.
Thanks for the sympathy, Mom.
Best agency in the city. They held your job for you. Can't blame Dylan if he feels like you've taken advantage of him.
She takes her mom's wallet and hides it.
Oh, boy.
Later, Michelle's mom works in her flower bed as the pregnant neighbor approaches. She's crying.
Time for the milk and pudding fairy.
In the kitchen.
There you go. So, tell Mommy.
It's Bob. I think he's having an affair.
Oh.
And he's so distant. He won't even come to bed anymore.
Wait, wait. Have you actually seen or heard anything? Mm-hmm. And you're how many months pregnant?
No, he's different. A wife knows.
What?
I don't want to burden you with this, but Michelle is running around half naked, and I am so fat, and she is so beautiful.
Stop. Stop. You are beautiful, and your husband adores you because you're pregnant with his baby. But he's not pregnant, and no matter how many Lamaze classes he goes to, he's never going to know what it feels like. Now, be honest with me. How sexy are you feeling? Is he maybe a little bit neglected? Something that you could help out with.
I didn't know you were so...
Well, I'm not. I am very old-fashioned. But I've had 2 babies and I know the drill.
At night.
Well, have you seen my mother's brooch? The one with the marcasites and the garnets?
Oh, no.
Eve searches Michelle's closet. As William searches elsewhere, Eve looks through dresser drawers. She finds a jewelry box and opens it.
Will?
It's empty. She continues searching as Will watches. She finds another empty box. Michelle enters.
Michelle, my good pearl earrings were in here, and my antique silver locket. Did you sell the pictures that were in it, too?
Sure, Mom. There's a real big market for pictures of old people.
Michelle, that locket belonged to your grandmother.
I don't suppose you know who you sold it to.
You actually think that I...
Michelle! Wait,
do you want to continue to live here?
You're kicking me out because you lost some of your jewelry?
If you are going to live here, you are going to have some rules. No more staying out all night.
I didn't steal anything.
Hey.
All right, I didn't, Dad.
Hey, okay, easy.
No. If she is going to get better, she's going to have to learn how to behave, William.
God, I feel so sorry for you.
The doors will be locked at 11 p.m.
You think that turning this house into a prison is really going to make anything better? It's going to bring little sweet Michelle back? Why don't you tell her, Dad?
Tell her what? You expect to get away with this?
Michelle sits on her bed. Eve steps closer to her.
The family is coming for dinner tomorrow night. I expect this room to be cleaned up by then. All right? If not, you are going to have to find another place to live.
Eve walks out and William follows her. Michelle rolls her eyes, then takes a Cheeto out of a bag on her nightstand. The next night, the family's gathered for dinner.
And at the end, you just take the lemons out and stick your fingers in the middle. Edward,
yeah.
Can you go upstairs and get Michelle? I'm just about ready.
Okay, I'm on my way.
Has anyone checked the turkey? Is the turkey ready?
Michelle?
She's asleep in her bed on her stomach.
Sleeping Beauty, wake up.
He sits next to her.
The feast is about to be served.
He rubs her back.
Edward, would you rub my thigh? It's been hurting all day. Would you just rub it to the right?
Sure.
She pulls up her skirt and he rubs her thigh near her knee.
I understand you're looking for a job. Now don't you worry. You are so talented.
It's just a little higher. It's just higher than that.
He rubs higher.
In 6 months, they'll be cursing their stupidity for letting you go.
Michelle is aroused. She turns over and holds his hand over her crotch.
What? Did I disgust you?
No.
He swallows and stares at her. She sees them and covers her mouth with her hands.
Oh.
Edward quickly leaves. Allegra hurries out. Michelle turns over in her bed. Soon after, at the table, Allegra watches Edward as he stares down. Neither of them is eating.
What do you need? Stuffing or
Start with stuffing.
Can
you make a stuffing?
Start with stuffing.
I know this very well. Knock, knock.
Okay.
Here you go. Why is it? I can't remember. What's your favorite? Okay, what's your
rolling
favorite?
Rolling
roll? Oh, thank you.
Don't eat the rolls. Empty calories, that's what I say.
Okay, gobble.
Excellent.
Dead chew.
Dead chew. Everything?
I feel like Norman Rockwell.
Yes. Sure. I'm fine.
She pushes him away.
Sure. I'm fine.
She pulls away. Later, she's packing.
Tell me. I'm not afraid of the truth.
You don't want to know.
You don't want to know.
Don't go. I can't do this without you.
I'll just be at Aunt Sally's. Maybe I'll be back in a couple of days. I don't know.
Your sisters. We can talk about...
No! Somebody in this family has got to draw the line. I'm sorry.
Allegra leaves.
Michelle! Michelle! Michelle!
Eve goes through the office to the upper deck. She starts to leave, then walks to the edge of the balcony. She sees Bob leaving with his dog and meeting Michelle by a gate. Eve watches them walk away. In shock, Eve stares straight ahead. Much later, it's dark as Michelle comes back to the house. She opens a glass door and enters. A light comes on.
Hi.
Her parents are staring at her.
Where have you been?
I was just at a bar. No, you weren't. You were with Bob.
Bob.
Is this your idea of freedom?
I was with him and then I went to a bar.
You don't care about anything, do you?
Mother, don't fool yourself. Bob's getting what Bob wants.
I don't believe this.
He got what he wanted, and then I needed more. I've tried to tell you this, Mom. Do you remember? I can't stop. It's like something that I need. I can't stop.
Who are you?
Michelle stares at him.
I'm trying to tell you something important.
What did she do to you that you had to have her husband?
But he's the one.
And now your sister is gone.
Allegra's gone.
Yes.
Why?
You tell me. What the hell is going on here?
Dad, I don't want to hurt you.
It's a little late for that.
I don't.
Then you've got to let us help you.
I don't understand. I don't like being like this. Sometimes it's all I can think about. I just get this feeling all over my body.
No.
It's like I can't stop.
No, no. Don't talk that way. It's wrong, and you know it's wrong. Don't.
She nods. He hugs her. Eve watches them for a moment, then looks away as she crosses her arms. Later, William and Michelle are walking with a doctor.
Your hospital did the CT scan and imaging analysis, but they never ran any of the basic psychological profiles which helped determine the kind of impact the injuries had. Mm. There are tests more specifically geared to understanding the result of brain trauma. All kinds of deficits which aren't measurable on an ordinary intelligence test. I can arrange these tests as early as tomorrow for Michelle. She seems like a very bright girl. I'm sure she'll adapt easily to the situation.
Michelle sees various patients in a psych ward and cringes. William comes out of the doctor's office looking for her.
I'm some pathetic, twisted thing?
Michelle, no.
Because I'm not.
She walks away and he follows.
Michelle, last night, you remember? You said you know what you're feeling is not normal.
Imagine a daughter of yours who likes having sex.
Honey, I like having sex too, but not with just any stranger.
No, Tess. Forget it.
We agreed last night.
I don't care about last night. I have to be who I am. It's my choice.
No, it's not. Something's changed, and unless we do those tests, we're not going to be able to figure out why you're out of control.
Yes. I just woke up. That's all. I just woke up and I want my own life.
Michelle.
Leave me alone.
Michelle.
She leaves. She approaches a street and sticks her thumb out for a ride. An 18-wheeler stops and she climbs into the cab wearing a leather jacket, a short skirt, and ankle boots. The 18-wheeler pulls away. William brushes his teeth as Eve reads a book in bed. She leans over and answers the phone.
Where are you?
She's in a phone booth.
Can I speak to Daddy, please?
Say what you want to me.
Where are you?
I don't know. Mom, look, I need some money.
No, there is no money. Don't call again until you're ready to come home and behave yourself.
That was your daughter.
Don't make me the villain. She wants her freedom. That's great. That's fine. But there are consequences.
She
is stealing things and hiding the boxes. She knows what she's doing.
He goes into the bathroom and slams the door. Eve frowns and picks up her book.
That's freedom.
As a man sits near a wall at a bar, Michelle dances with a dark-haired man. Two men are moving to the music behind her. The man in the corner watches as a long-haired man approaches her.
How much?
How much for what?
How much for you?
Michelle laughs. She gets her bag and leaves with the long-haired man. In his dark room, William is processing a picture of Michelle. With a drink in her hand, Eve walks in and puts a sandwich down. He holds up Michelle's picture, and Eve turns to leave. He hangs the picture up to dry on a line with other copies of the photo. Later, he's talking to a policeman near a trolley crossing.
Okay, so if you see her, can you call a number on the back?
The officer nods, and William walks away carrying an envelope full of Michelle's pictures. At home, Eve takes a drink and ignores the phone. William enters and glares at her.
Yes? No, Michelle isn't here. Okay. Listen, if you see her, tell her to call home.
He hangs up.
Well, he was really disappointed.
I hate when she gives this number.
It's her home.
Right. Maybe she's got a listing in the Yellow Pages. Come have Eve and William's daughter save money if you mention this ad.
I think I'll go back to see Dr. Bingham.
Oh, good. So she can blame us again.
No, I think she might be able to explain.
Oh, you listen to anyone who said it wasn't Michelle's fault.
No, I think...
We know what you think, William, all right?
I think that the daughter we raised is not responsible.
You think that you see the truth and the rest of us are blind. Well,
she stands.
Let's look again. Because it doesn't matter whether or not she meant to. It just doesn't matter whether or not she's in control. It doesn't matter. She's destroyed this family.
She leaves. A blurry image moves. Michelle gets out of a car with steamed-up windows. A man gets out as she puts money down her blouse. As he gets into his car, she walks away. The man who is in the corner is suddenly in her face.
Oh, I know you.
It's kind of dangerous out here.
Yeah, well, I'm real close to home.
I know.
You know what? Where I live?
What, that don't? You belong in a nicer place. Nicer men. More money.
I do what I want when I want to do it.
He grabs her and takes her money.
What you is dangerous. You need protection.
He lets her go, then grabs her arm and points at her.
You be smart, baby. Okay?
She pulls her arm free, then walks away, glancing back at him only once. He looks at the money in his hand. Eve is on her knees praying in a church as Allegra approaches her.
Mom?
Eve's been crying. She swallows, then wipes her tears from her cheeks.
I don't know who to talk to. Has she come back yet?
She shakes her head.
Men keep calling. Apparently she's still having a wonderful time. Your father believes. I want to believe in him.
want to believe in her. But I just can't.
Because it's a crock. She knows what she's doing, Mama. She wants to rub your face in it. At the wedding, she did it with the bartender on the kitchen counter where anybody could see.
What?
Peter and I saw her. And she saw us, and she didn't stop.
I don't want to hear this.
She stands.
I don't want to hear this.
You've got to, Mom.
The night I left, it was Uncle Edward.
What?
They were on her bed.
Eve steadies herself on a pew.
Please just come stay with me at Aunt Sally's. It is the only way that Daddy will hear us.
Mom. Eve leaves. Later, she's on her porch when Ellen drives up.
Keep her away from my husband.
Oh, Ellen.
How do you sleep at night?
I'm so sorry.
You know, I would have expected more from you than that cookies and milk garbage.
If I could change the way...
He didn't mean anything to her. Yeah, you know, she just takes what she wants. Will you just keep her away from here? You keep her away.
I don't even know where she is.
Oh, stop it. That's pathetic. I saw them. How can you live with it? He is your best friend.
Edward?
He is old enough to be her father.
Ellen walks away. Eve slams a magazine to the ground. Soon after, she stops her car near a house and gets out. With determination, she pushes open a gate and approaches the front door of a home, wiping tears away as she goes. She crosses her arms. Edward answers.
She called. She'd been robbed. Oh!
She slaps him. Michelle appears at the top of the stairs with only Edward's shirt on.
Oh. How could you? How could you? I wanted to call you. She wouldn't let me.
Oh, no. He only wanted one thing.
Please don't listen to her.
And you couldn't get enough.
Shut up. Shut your mouth. Shut up!
He grabs her and shakes her. Michelle stares at her defiantly.
Where else was I supposed to go? My mother wouldn't take me, and she wouldn't even let me speak to my father.
Michelle goes back upstairs.
Eve, put her out on the street. She belongs.
Eve, please. I
will not tell William about this. But as far as I am concerned, you are dead.
She leaves, and Edward hangs his head. Soon after, Eve is packing her things as William watches.
I'm not leaving you. I'm leaving the situation.
Of course you're leaving me.
No, I don't want to go. It's just the only way I know to make myself heard.
What then? What can I do?
Let her go.
He closes his eyes for a moment. Eve hesitates, then picks up her suitcase, purse, and coat. She leaves. In Edward's car.
Michelle, if you need anything.
No, thanks.
She doesn't take his money as she gets out of his car. He watches her leave. She goes into an apartment building and meets the man who threatened her earlier.
Nice. Look, I'm just trying to understand this. I heard what you said about being free, and I want you to be right. Believe me. But something is wrong.
If I may say, your wife was very rigid and controlling.
My wife loves that girl more than life.
Sometimes it's hard to see.
I'll tell you what's hard to see. It's hard to see a child you love turn into...
She's not a child. Perhaps you...
Doctor, she will always be my child. And when her lying and stealing and cheating drives her sister and her mother from my house, when she's gone off God knows where, all after the coma from the damned accident, I say there's something wrong.
Your wife is gone?
Yes.
And your daughter didn't come back? I would have expected that...
What?
Now she has daddy to herself. Well, maybe this doesn't fit into one of your Freudian patterns.
Do you know where Michelle is?
She's out on the streets being free, remember?
Don't try to pin this on me, Mr. Wagner. I'm good at what I do.
Thanks.
Mr. Wagner. I'm sorry. There's a specialist. I'll find his name and get it to you.
Edward's on the phone.
Hello. Hello, William. I know where you can find Michelle.
William walks up some stairs at the apartment building.
Just a minute. Hi.
Get dressed.
I'm expecting someone.
Michelle?
Mom told me to get a job.
I want you to come home with me.
I'm making real good money here. How much did you make last week?
Where are your things?
$100, a grand? How much? Come on, just tell me. I made $500 last night. Had fun doing it.
Get your clothes on.
She glares at her dad as she goes to the phone.
Hello. Hi. Sure, baby, I'm ready. You better get out before he shows up. You wouldn't like the way that he talks to me.
She closes the door in his face. William starts to leave. The threatening man passes him and goes to Michelle's door as Will watches. Will tackles him.
Stop! Stop, please!
The man pulls out a switchblade.
You know who you are, old man. Don't you screw with me. Get inside now.
Please leave,
inside.
Dad, please.
Daddy. You heard her, Daddy. Oh!
He punches Will in the stomach, then kicks him in the ribs several times.
You hear her? Come on, let's go. Time to go!
He tosses Will down the stairs. Holding ice on his side, Will limps to the door.
Okay. Coming.
It's Michelle. She hugs him and smiles. The next morning...
Dad, it was like I just woke up. I mean, you were right, there is something wrong, and I see that now. It's just, what about tomorrow? I mean, what do I do if
there's... It's okay. I'm here. We'll work it out.
He rubs her back and she nods.
We'll work it out.
Mm.
Eat.
Yes.
Later, they're watching television.
Hey, Michelle, it's me. Pick up the phone. Come on, pick up the phone. All right, look, everything's cool, so, it's all right. So, just come on back, all right? All right, later.
Later, Michelle's working on a drawing of a house when her dad enters. He leans back and smiles. At Aunt Sally's home, Allegra opens the door.
At least look at it.
He holds out the rolled-up drawing.
What does it prove?
Just look at it.
So she's agreed to see this psychiatrist?
That does not mean she'll listen to what he says.
I know. It doesn't mean anything but that she's agreed to see him.
How are you going to pay him?
I'll work it out.
What if he tells you there's nothing he can do?
He won't.
You'll just go to another doctor... And then another one till you finally get one who will tell you what you want to hear, Dad. That your daughter isn't really bad, just misunderstood.
Allegra leaves.
Just look at the picture.
He walks out. Eve picks up the rolled picture, removes the rubber band, and opens it. The picture Michelle drew is of their house. On the green ivy are the words, "Please God, make it better," written many times. As William reaches his car, Eve comes outside.
Well?
She smiles at him, and he smiles back. Eve, Will, and Michelle are in an office when a brown-haired man enters.
Michelle, what can I do for you?
What?
Well, your parents have had a tough time, I know. But what do you want?
I guess I just want everything to be okay.
Well, doesn't everybody? So what do you want?
I'm
talking to Michelle.
What do you mean, what do I want? What the hell do you think I want? What do you want?
I want to know why you're here.
I'm here because they want me to be here.
It's not good enough. What do you want?
I want to get the hell out of here. That's what I want.
So go.
She stands and crosses the room.
Michelle.
Will stops Eve. Michelle stops as she gets to the door. The man watches her intently.
So?
She walks back and stands near a window.
So what do you want?
I'd like to know what you can do for me.
Good. I think I can help. Do you know what just happened?
Yeah. You pushed me and it pissed me off, and so I was about to split.
But you didn't. Why not?
Because I've hurt them so much, I didn't want to do that again.
That's important. You know why?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure, I guess.
She sits.
You had an impulse to leave, and you controlled it. Remember that. You considered the effect it would have on someone else, and you chose not to do it.
So?
So, it's important that you know you can make these choices. A lot of times you can't.
What are you talking about? I do what I want to do.
You didn't just now, at the door.
Like hell, I do what I want to do.
Sometimes. Other times, no. You see, I think something's been broken up here.
He points to his head.
It's called head trauma. Brain damage.
Are you nuts? You're crazy. You know that?
Well, some people have told me that, but I'm not. And neither are you.
Brain damage. All the tests that we've had...
Tests showed that she's a bright young woman with a few broken bones and a fabulous future, but what they missed was a blood clot or a bruise somewhere, and we don't fully understand the brain yet, but somewhere in the area that controls impulses.
There are times when she's in control.
Less and less, I think. Yeah, the brain's a wonderful thing, but it has a curious inability to see itself. It can let you know if there's something wrong with your arm, but not if there's something wrong with itself.
I don't understand what that means.
He looks around thoughtfully, then stands.
You're a young woman with healthy sexual appetites.
Damn straight.
But the part of the brain that says, don't do this, is not working. So that when you get a sexual impulse, it takes over. You can't control it. And next thing you know, you're lying in bed with some jerk, and then your mind has to rationalize it, make it okay. So it says, I must have wanted this. It's what keeps us sane.
Do you understand that I almost died?
So now you have the right to live.
Yes.
No more Miss Nice Girl. You're just gonna do what you want.
Right.
Hell with everybody. Hell with me. Hell with you. Hell with the world. Right?
Yeah.
And the hell with your parents. They don't understand you. The hell with them. You change, right?
When it comes to them...
I almost died, so now I'm going to live the way I want, do what I want. I am what I want to be, right?
He stares at her.
A thief, a liar, and a whore. That's what I want to be. I don't think so. And somewhere in there, I don't think you want to be either.
Michelle looks down at the floor, then shakes her head.
I don't really know what I want.
It's okay. We'll help.
A tear falls onto her cheek. Later.
The drug I use cuts down the sex drive, but you're going to have to pay attention, Michelle, to me, to your parents, and the people in your group, until you learn some control and to make better choices.
It sounds like dealing with an alcoholic.
Yeah, in a way, that's similar. About compulsion. It's not always there, but when it is, nothing else matters.
Doc?
Yeah?
Can I talk to you for a minute?
Yeah. Hang on a second. That's Claude. He'd be in your group.
They step outside.
What's his problem?
Did you tell?
No.
What? Well, in that case, it's only fair to tell you that the people you'd be working with are sex offenders.
No. What?
Sexually disordered. Pedophiles, serial rapists.
I mean, why does she have to be with them?
The drug helps, but the group work is essential.
You're talking about criminals. She was
in... They're people who can't or don't control themselves, like your daughter. And maybe it's because of abuse or a chemical imbalance instead of a car crash, but the question is, do you want help? It's up to her. There is no magic bullet. The drug won't work without the therapy. The therapy won't work without your commitment, Michelle, or your support. It's up to you.
Later in a group therapy session.
Well, I detect a certain tension in the room. Oh, come on now. We talked about this. Fine. Let me start by saying that Michelle is a new member of the group. She's sure she doesn't belong here either.
Some of the men are staring at her.
Okay, Michelle. I don't want you to think they treat every new member so rudely, although they do. But you do have the distinction of being the first woman who's ever been in here. Lucky you. Does anyone want to introduce himself? No? Okay. Michelle, this is Harold. Harold keeps having bad experiences with women. He thinks they don't like him. So when he gets the chance, he beats them and he rapes them. Then he knows they don't like him. Bill?
What's her story?
The doctor looks at Michelle.
Well?
Later, Eve watches Michelle take her medicine.
How was it? Ugly.
At another group session.
All right. I'll tell you. What do you want? It was the way she was walking.
Come on! It wasn't the way she was walking.
What do you mean?
She was in a wheelchair. She was not. Nobody else was around, and you went after
okay.
her.
Okay.
So, she was on the ground.
How'd she get on the ground?
I guess I threw her there.
You guess. Okay, I grabbed her and I threw her on the ground.
Yeah,
okay.
She was scared,
right?
Yeah, man, you know, she was crying and I don't care.
Get to the point!
All I can see is the...
What?
Getting off.
Okay, keep... Go ahead, go ahead.
And she was begging, right?
Yes.
Good, Bill. Come on, focus.
And I can't stop.
Why? There's a woman... on the ground, begging you to stop.
Why don't you stop?
Because I can't.
Why?
Because I can't.
Why?
Because I can't see anything. There's nothing there. It's just, it's like.
Like a what?
It's like a flood. It's like a flood that's making you burn up all over.
They stare at her. Later, she picks up her pills, shakes the bottle, and opens it. She takes her medicine with a glass of water.
I have some good news.
What's that?
I spoke to Allegra. She said she might come by. What'd you have to bribe her? Just said it would be nice to have us all around the table again. Yeah, that would be nice.
The doctor's giving Michelle a shot in her arm.
Doing okay?
Yeah, I guess.
What's up?
All the pills. Now they're taking the edge off everything, but I still wanna...
How long's it been?
3 weeks, 2 days.
Well, who's counting?
Well, that's what I mean. I mean, sometimes it gets so intense. Do you think maybe I could take more of the pills?
It's up here, Michelle. The pills help, but you've got to change how you react when you get the feeling.
But I mean, just thinking, if I take more of the pills...
There is no magic bullet, remember?
The doctor leads another group therapy session.
So, Michelle, you really connected with Bill the other night.
Well, yeah, I feel like that sometimes. It's kind of...
Look, I don't care what it's like for her, okay?
Tell me.
God, what are we suddenly vibing here?
Well, if you're talking to her, Bill, look at her.
He fidgets, then looks at her. Back at the house.
I want to hear it one time.
What? You have to hear it.
I live to hear it.
Well, then. You were right.
Oh, that sounds...
You were right. I'm so glad that you were right.
They hug. And they kiss. William picks up a for sale sign and smiles at his wife.
It's only a building.
He nods and leaves. Eve looks around. At the session.
You think I'm like you? You think I'm like some kind of woman? Is that what you think? I am a man. You make me sick.
Easy, Bill.
You know what? You sit there with your hair and your pouty little mouth. You think we're crazy? I want to...
Control,
just
Bill.
Just stay out of this.
I will. Control.
I want to hurt
Bill.
You.
Shut up!
I'd like to wipe that...
Control!
Pouty little control. Smile.
Listen to me, Bill.
I want to hurt you.
Control.
Can I really? You make me want to... Oh, God!
That's it.
He falls to his knees.
What do I do?
Stay with it. You're doing fine.
Oh, God.
Breathe.
Michelle and Bill stare tearfully at each other.
Good, Bill. Good. Michelle, I'm going to have to take you off the pills.
No.
Your liver levels are all over the place. It's very dangerous.
But I told you, you can't do this.
But Michelle, it's not about the drugs. The problem was you didn't know you were sick.
No, but you don't know what this does. The pills make it different. You can't take that away. You know what'll happen?
Oh, listen, Michelle.
No, you know what's going to happen.
Only if you let it happen. You can learn to control your impulse.
With the drugs, I can.
Before then, remember? You didn't come out to me, to your boss, to your father. Some part of you knows.
No, but I'm broken. You said that yourself. The pills make it better.
You made it better.
Do you have any idea what this does to my family? To my father? Do you know? Why didn't I die? I should have just died.
Michelle!
It's night as Michelle walks near train tracks. At home, Allegra walks in with a bouquet of flowers.
Well, I'm home. What's going on?
She's gone.
Are you kidding me?
She was doing so well. I just couldn't stand it. Well, the doctor took her off her medication.
And she ran away? Makes sense to me. Not enough attention, maybe?
Oh.
Where's Dad? Or dare I ask?
He's looking for her.
Oh, excuse me, but this is where I came in.
Allegra, please stop.
Mom... I'm sorry, I don't want to be this way, but she just makes me crazy.
I know.
Me too.
You know, she's Shell. Mm-hmm. I could use some of your coffee. Aunt Sally's tastes like mud.
They walk away, leaving the flowers on the dining room table.
Thank you.
On a dark, wet street, Michelle walks with her coat pulled tightly around her.
Jerry, I'm looking for this young woman. Have you seen her? Looks like her.
The man shakes his head. Michelle sits up on a park bench as a car passes. The next morning.
Excuse me. I'm looking for this young lady. If you see her, would you have somebody call the number on the back?
Michelle looks around as she leans against a window that has graffiti on it. It's night again as she stands alone on a street. At home, Eve is packing and Allegra is helping. She sees Allegra's engagement ring on her finger.
Oh, darling. Why didn't you tell me?
Oh, Mom, how could I?
Congratulations. Oh, why do good and bad things have to happen all at once?
I figured if Peter can put up with what we've been through this year, he can stand anything.
Oh.
Michelle's back at the bar. She sees the threatening man enter.
Old bourbon for the man.
Thank you, my friend.
She takes a quick swig of her beer.
How's it going tonight?
Swell.
In the dark room, Allegra shows her father the ring.
Thinking about you, kitten.
Yeah?
Oh, yes. I keep all these pictures of you, you know, in my head. Little Allegra in her tutu. Her soccer uniform. Cap and gown. Now, a wedding dress. Little Allegra who never thought she was enough.
They hug. They hold hands.
They'll find her daddy.
I didn't forget you, you know. I didn't. It's just that you were safe, and she wasn't. It's a father's job. To keep his children safe.
He grabs a picture of Michelle.
I couldn't keep her safe. Keep her safe.
Daddy? Daddy, don't!
This is not Michelle anymore. It's not.
Daddy, don't. Don't you give up. We haven't really lost her if you don't give up.
He holds his daughter. Soon he continues his search for Michelle. He talks to a man in a convenience store. The man shakes his head, then nods as he takes Michelle's picture. William continues his search day and night.
You seen this girl?
Sorry.
He sits at a bus station and stares at Michelle's picture. Later, he follows Carlos into a rundown area.
Made you look here. Doc said look everywhere.
They pass many homeless people hovered around fires and barrels. Carlos leads him to Michelle, who's in a fetal position near a wall as a man leans over her.
Such pretty hair.
No! No! No!
Will pulls the man away from her, and Carlos restrains the drunk.
It's okay. It's me. You're safe.
No. Why can't I just die? let go of you, Dad, and please just let go of me.
I can't, honey, I can't. Please, come home, sweetheart. We all want you to come home.
She shakes her head.
No, I can't have you anymore. And you look at me. Can't you see what I am?
You're my daughter. I love you. You can't stop that. This thing doesn't own you. Come on.
Please. Please try.
What if I don't make it?
You're still my daughter.
He tenderly brushes her curly hair from her face. Much later, Michelle is standing in front of group members and her family.
I'm what some people call a nymphomaniac. A slut. Even a sexaholic. Yeah, my life was a joke. But if I'd said alcoholic or cocaine addict, you probably wouldn't have laughed. Because drugs are bad and addictive. But a woman who has opportunistic sex is a whore. A piece of meat. An object of ridicule. But what was really going on was this need that was all that I could feel. Left no room for anyone else. I learned that being driven by desire cut me off from other people, kept me unconnected, going from fix to fix. And I know that there are people in this room who understand that. And they're helping me find my way back. It's a twisted path, and only the most loyal can hold on. And my family has. They have faith that who I am wasn't changed by what I did, that I was still there, even when I was spitting in their faces, shrieking that I wasn't. My father had the faith.
He smiles.
And he gave it to my mom and to my sister. And finally to me.
She smiles.